Welcome to the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. I am the Queen of Pep Talks, Jessica Battle, founder and CEO of the Join Jessica XO brand, where I coach, speak, and influence women to improve their mindsets so they can become happier, healthier, and more successful than ever before. I am obsessed with helping women create the unwavering ability to believe in themselves in order to achieve a life beyond their wildest dreams. Each week, I'll bring you a series of pep talks that will encourage you to break through your own limiting beliefs and help you develop the mindset that will allow you to show up in your life to the best of your ability. If you are looking to lose your own bullshit excuses, get out of your own way, and grow into your infinite potential, well then, you're in the right place. Are you with me? Let's dive in. Hello, my love, and welcome back to another episode of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. Happy Monday, honey. Oh my gosh, can you guys believe that we are at the end of March already? Next week is going to be April. How in the whole entire fuck? How in the world? It is wild to me that it's getting ready to be April. This year is flying. I swear the older I get, the faster the years are going. Is it just me? I don't think so. I'm sure you probably resonate. Anyways, a couple of things before we dive in today's episode. Last week, we had some really good episodes over on Exclusive Pep Talks with the Queen, and I really want to encourage you to go join that subscription. If you love the Queen of Pep Talks and you find value in the things that I bring to this podcast, there is even more value over there. Literally talk about everything over there that is going to empower you to show up powerfully in your life, achieve your goals, change your mindset, transform yourself, and move out of your own way. It's literally $7 a month. You get immediate access to 101 bonus podcast episodes. And twice a month, we take your questions. You get to submit questions. And twice a month, we take your questions and record episodes specifically for you, like literally personalized coaching. $7 a month. If you've wanted to be in my world, if you've wanted to hire me as a coach, I don't know why you're not in that space. There are certain people who wait until they feel like they can invest in where they want to invest, whether that's a program, a mastermind, or one-on-one coaching. And then there are the smart people who recognize an opportunity that they can currently afford and they say yes to that opportunity so that they can take as much as possible until the point where they're able to make the full investment that they desire to. So you decide which of those people you are. Link is in the show notes of this episode to join Exclusive Pep Talks with the Queen. I am very excited to chat with you about today's topic because this has been a topic that I've been having lots of conversations with people about inside of the Mind, Body, and Spirit Transformation Experience, MBS, where I help women overcome binge eating and emotional eating. This has been a constant topic. Many of the women inside of that space are committed to working with me for the entire year. I don't know if you knew this, but if you've been inside of MBS before, there's an opportunity to come back for an entire year with me where we work together for an entire year on healing your relationship with food. It is incredibly transformational. The women who have been inside of the membership since the start of the year, I cannot even tell you the change that I have seen in these women, like binge free, being consistent with their habits and routines, showing up for themselves, feeling better in their lives, staying the course even when it's hard, managing their emotions, like it's just, MBS is the best place in the world, and I think that you should be there. So if you're interested in that, you can feel free to send me a DM on Instagram to chat about that, especially if you've been inside of MBS before. There's an incredible opportunity for you to come back for an entire year with us. But it's been a conversation we've been having a lot in there, and that's practicing patience on your journey, whether that's your journey to healing your relationship with food, whether that's your weight loss journey and your body transformation journey. No matter what it is you're wanting to change about yourself, truly in any area of your life, but we're going to talk today specifically regarding weight loss, and you can also apply this to healing your relationship with food. But for many people who want to heal their relationship with food, there's still a desire for weight loss. So we're going to talk about practicing patience while you're on a weight loss journey, because there's nothing wrong with wanting to lose weight, and you can heal your relationship with food and lose weight. You are 100% capable of doing that, and I am evidence of that, and I'm going to help you see that you can do it for yourself as well. But being patient is something that holds so many people back. A lack of patience holds so many people back from actually staying the course and getting what it is that they want in their lives, achieving the results that they want for themselves. And look, I get it. I have been in the world of wanting to transform my body since I was literally 13 years old. I remember at 16 years old telling myself I was going to drink nothing but water all day long, and that's how I was going to lose weight. At 19 years old, I started my very first really serious diet where I had success in losing weight. Lost 100 pounds, gained it all back, lost 120 pounds, gained 80 back, lost 40, gained 60. I've been in this game for a hot minute, and it has only been over the last 7 years that I've been able to maintain my weight and stay binge free. And I'm now in a place where I also want to transform my body this year. And my coach and I are working hard on my strength goals. I'm doing my powerlifting meet in August. And with that, we're working on body recomposition, where I'm losing body fat and I'm gaining muscle. So I'm in a very different place than I have been ever in my life on this journey. And I want to share with you a couple of things that I know today about staying the course and being patient, because you have to learn to stay the course even when you feel frustrated by the results that you are not getting. So sharing this from experience and sharing this from being in a very similar place. If you want to lose weight this year, I get it. I also want to lose a little bit of weight. I want to lose some body fat. I want to see my body transform. And most importantly, I want to get strong as fuck. I want to get so strong. Okay, but today I want to talk about three things that you can do to really help you with this if you feel like patience has been an issue for you. Number one is to check your expectations. One of the reasons why we often feel a lack of patience is because we have this insane and completely unrealistic expectation that we're supposed to get where we want to go in terms of weight loss, in terms of body transformation. We think we're supposed to get there fast. We think we should have been there yesterday. It's like, I stepped on the scale and I didn't lose any weight. I've been trying. It's been a week. It's been a month. It's been 2 months. It's been 4 months. It's been 5 months. It's been a year and I'm still not there. Are your expectations realistic? Are you thinking that you're going to get to your goal weight or this place where you want to be physically in 6 months when it's taken you 16 years to get where you are today? You did not get where you are in your body with your relationship with food overnight. It has probably been, for many of you, years and years and years, potentially even decades. But yet you have this expectation that I started last week, so I should be there now. I started 6 weeks ago, so I should be there now. No, you shouldn't. Especially, hear me when I say this, if you want your weight loss to be sustainable, the slower it happens, the more likely you are to actually maintain that result. Do you want to maintain the result, or do you want to lose a quick 50 pounds and put it back on? Because those are two very, very different things. I know how to lose weight fast. If I wanted to lose weight fast this year, I could. I could drop 15 pounds in a week if I wanted to. I know how to do that. But I also know that doing that has never kept me where I wanted to be. A quick fix gets you right back to where you started. So for me, the fact that I've lost literally close to 6 pounds, 5 pounds I've lost in 4 months, you would think that I would be so frustrated by that, but I'm actually like, absolutely not. The slower this happens, the more likely I am to maintain the result that I am creating, because it shows that I'm doing it in a way that is sustainable. So I want you to think about that. And I want you to think about, why are you in a rush to achieve the result? Why does it have to have happened yesterday for you? And that leads me right into this next piece, is I want you to work on giving up your desire to be patient. What are you waiting for? What are you trying to be patient for? What do you think is waiting for you at the finish line? What do you think is there? A pot of magic gold filled with millions of dollars and the happiest life you've ever known? I was sharing with a client this morning inside of MBS, you know, you can have the best partner in the world. You can have the most fantastic children. You can have your dream job. You can have the body that you've wanted for your whole entire life. You can live in a fucking mansion and drive your dream car. But what life is still going to guarantee you is the life experience, the human experience, where you have bad days, where you are not always happy, where you experience heartache and heartbreak and sadness and disappointment and frustration. Getting to where you think you want to go in your body is not the solution to a happy life. But sometimes we feel like we're in a rush to get there because we think that there's a happy life awaiting us. Will you feel a little bit more confident in your body? Sure, if you're doing the mindset work. Will you get to buy the clothes that you've wanted to buy? Sure. Is that fun momentarily? Yeah. But achieving a dream body doesn't change your life and give you a perfect life where you never have problems. And I think people have this expectation of like, when I get there, my life is going to feel so different. No, it's not. I hate to break that to you, but your life is not really going to feel that different unless you've done the work internally to make sure that you feel different about your life. Because life doesn't just happen to start feeling different. You choose to feel different about your life. And when you recognize that this is a forever journey and there's not some kind of magic pill or magic life waiting for you at the finish line, you can let go of your desire to be patient. And you recognize I'm in this forever. And if this is a forever thing where I'm going to have to show up and do this for myself, take care of my body, which is such a blessing, it's a get to, not a have to. And there's no finish line to it. So when there's no finish line, it's like, what am I talking about patience for? Patience for what? I'm not in a rush to get anywhere. We need patience when we're in a rush to get somewhere. Where are you in a rush to go? And start to question, what do you think is actually awaiting you there? One of the reasons that this journey for me in transforming my body has been so different is because, number one, I'm not desperate for change. I was already taking fantastic care of myself before I decided to transform my body. And number two, I know with certainty that my life doesn't change when I lose 10 pounds. I know that my life doesn't change when I can lift 200 pounds. I know that my life is still going to be my life just with those accomplishments. So I don't feel in a rush to go anywhere. I'm enjoying every single day of the process. I'm having so much fun because I know that there's nowhere for me to rush to go because my life is still going to be my life even when I get there. And the third thing that I want to encourage you to think about, the third and final thing, is to really start looking intentionally for the progress that you are making. Because one of the things that makes us feel so impatient, like, oh my God, I just can't wait to get there, is we feel like nothing is changing because we have tied change and results only to the way that our body looks and the number that we see on the scale staring back at us. You have to be intentional about the things that are changing. So I want you to ask yourself, beyond just changing your body, what are the other goals that are encompassed in that? Because there should be some. There should be some kind of goal beyond just, I want to look different. Because a surface level, I want to look different goal is a goal that does not fucking last. It's not going to last. There has to be something more there for you. What else do you want? Do you want to be a woman who respects herself with food? Do you want to be a woman who is consistent with exercise? Do you want to be a woman who is able to lift heavy weights? Do you want to be able to be a woman who runs fast? Do you want to be able to be a woman who lives a long life where she can get up and down off the ground with her children? What is it that you actually want alongside the physical transformation? You need to start looking at those things. Looking for those things, looking at those things, and then every single day asking yourself, how am I making progress forward in these things? I'm having so much fun on this journey to transforming my body this year because I'm not just looking at the physical transformation. Because if I'm being honest with you, I see a small transformation, nothing crazy, 5 pounds, that ain't changing much. But you know where I do see insane progress? In my mobility, in my comfort in my body, in my confidence, in my lifts, in my cardiovascular, in my stress, in my sleep, in my mindset. I see so much progress everywhere because I am looking for it. I am looking for it. How does this week's lift look versus last week's? Did I change? Did I grow? Did I improve? Did I work on my weaknesses? How is my attitude this week versus last week? How has my sleep been this week versus last week? I am looking for the progress. How's my resting heart rate? How's my HRV? How's my sleep? How's my water? How's my nutrition? How are all of these other things that are a part of, encompassed inside of this desire for physical transformation? You're going to be really, really frustrated and really, really disappointed if the only indicator of your success moving forward on your weight loss journey is the actual weight loss. And do you know what happens when we get disappointed and frustrated? Is we end up quitting because we look around and we wonder, why in the fuck am I putting in all of this effort? Why am I trying so hard? And I'm not even getting the result that I want. But it's because the result that you want is not the only indicator of what you actually want in your life. I want you to take some of these things into consideration today if you're on a weight loss journey. If this episode was beneficial for you, I would love if you shared it with your audience. I would love if you sent me a DM on Instagram and let me know. And I would also love if you left a rating and review here on the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. I appreciate you guys so, so much for always taking the time to let me know that these episodes are beneficial for you and that you are taking something positive away from these episodes, because that is my only goal, okay? I love you guys so very much, and I will chat with you on the next episode of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. See ya. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you were inspired by today's pep talk, be sure to share it with me by leaving a rating and review on iTunes so I can keep the encouragement coming your way. I hope you know that your support in helping me grow the podcast this year, it means so much to me. If we aren't already connected on social media, head over to Join Jessica XO on Instagram or join the Join Jessica XO free Facebook community for even more content that will inspire you to show up in your life to the best of your ability. Make sure you check out the show notes of today's episode for links to freebies, upcoming opportunities to work with me, and ways that we can stay connected outside of the podcast. I love you so much, and I cannot wait to chat with you on the next episode of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. In the meantime, go fuck this day up in the best way possible.